This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
A couple of things to frame today's conversation as we get going. Big stock market volatility again today, this time to the downside. Details at the appropriate point in the program, of course. That's the first thing. The second thing is that President Trump summoned CEOs of the big Wall Street banks to the White House this afternoon for a meeting on the crisis facing this economy. Congress and the administration, meanwhile, this is item three, are talking bailouts with very large dollar amounts attached. Now, everything I have said so far in the program today could just as easily have been the setup to this broadcast 11 years ago. Meetings, bailouts, general market unease. But this isn't that. Scary? Yes, but in a different way, actually. So we are going to spend a little bit of time on that idea at the top of the program today. Louise Shaner is a senior fellow in economics at the Brookings Institution. Dr. Shaner, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Could you, just to set the table here, explain to me and everybody how this crisis, which seems to be upon us more and more every day, is different economically than what happened in 2008?
So I think the fundamental difference between this crisis and the one in 2008 is that the one in 2008 was started by actual imbalances in the economy, particularly in the housing market. This one is totally external, right? This is coming from a health crisis. And so the causes are very different, and that means it might play out very differently. On the other hand, it might not.
Okay, fair enough. Now, what does that say about how the government might set about trying to ameliorate this?
Okay, so I think what we have to think about for this crisis is that it's really, really early, and we just don't know how it's going to play out. First of all, we want to respond to the public health crisis. Second, we want to respond to the near-term problem. And third, we want to put in place provisions now that will kick in case this thing turns out to be a lot worse and a lot more protracted than we might think it is likely to be. And I can talk about each of those in turn, if
well,
you like.
Sadly, the program's only half an hour. But fundamentally, what we're dealing with here in that third bullet is a whole bunch of Rumsfeldian unknown unknowns, right? Just because it's so early.
They're unknown unknowns, yes. But in terms of the economics, we can sort of understand what might happen, right? What might happen is that this thing that starts off as just a health crisis, first of all, lasts a lot longer than we think, and then has all these sort of add-on effects. And so what policy has to do is to take on insurance to make sure that those add-on effects don't happen, that this thing turns out to be as short as it can be and as sort of as shallow as it can be and has the least effect on the economy and least effect on people. If they're hurt, they at least have something to pay their rent, to buy food for their kids. And so that's what I think we need to do in the near term.
There is a lot of talk about what kinds of assistance the government's going to do, what kinds of aid packages and bailouts, and more on that later in the program. But I want to talk big picture about how hard it is to do some of that targeting, very specific targeting, that you and others say we ought to do. I mean, the American economy is like a $20 trillion beast. It's tough to get down to a pinhead, yes?
It's exactly. It's very, very difficult to get down to a pinhead, and I don't think that's what we necessarily need to do. We want to make sure that people have access to health care, that they don't have to worry about showing up at the hospital, that they will be taken care of, and they won't suffer financially for that. The downside of not doing enough is quite large. If we let this thing get into a very bad economic outcome, that's a huge downside. The cost of doing too much is just not that very high right now with interest rates this low. And so I think we really want to err on the side of doing too much and doing it, you know, as quickly as possible.
Gotta love interest rates getting in there, because that's actually a real factor of what's going on. Last question, and then I'll let you go. And it's a little bit subjective. 2008, as those of us who remember it remember well, was really scary. For quite a while. Are you more scared now, or were you more scared then?
I think I am personally more scared now, and that's just because I think the health consequences of what could happen are just incredibly scary. You know, I mean, economics are important and they certainly have human costs. But this really is life or death. And so I'm really quite scared. And I think it's really important that we get ahead of this and do everything we can to minimize the health costs, the cost of life. It's life and death.
Louise Shaner is a senior fellow in economic studies at the Brookings Institution, also the policy director at the Hutchins Center there. Dr. Shaner, thanks for your time, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Nice to talk to you.